So we currently have a bill that was introduced after mine. So HB 117, if I recall, right after mine, which talks to the same subject, but just dealing with the upcoming ferries that are currently being built by the state. And the sponsor of that bill, Representative Stutes, did some legwork and said just on the current construction project for those ferries, by eliminating the 1% for art subsidy, the state will save approximately $3.5 million. And so we were kind of, you know, looking at that, saying, all right, well, that's savings is good, because one of the things that those who aren't familiar with the program may not realize is you don't take 100% of a project and then 1% of that is devoted to art. Generally, what happens is you have a project, it's at 100%, and then current law requires spending an additional 1% on top of that to meet the subsidy requirement. So by taking that requirement away, the state is able to save money and reprioritize. And I think it's great in that example, but then also there's a number of other examples where you're going to see cost savings, and really it's going to come back to where we're at as a state. And if we as a state, you know, have enough cash to be able to have a subsidy for art like that, it's really hard to make some of the other arguments about things like prosecutors and troopers and all the other things that we'd like to see have when, you know, every time you go to make a cut somewhere, someone says, well, hey, you know, we got plenty of money. You know, look over at 1% for art and, you know, whatever the other favorite, you know, example is of what somebody thinks is an excess in a fiscally austere environment like today.
As far as the program as a whole goes, the 1% for art, what you're saying is that, or are you saying that it's a good program? It's just that right now it's one of those things that we can't particularly afford?
Well, what I'm saying is it's a nice idea.
Okay.
And if you have, you know, currently we kind of set this set aside out and we say, you know, we're not going to compare priorities. Like, for example, I think, you know, Stutes Bill is another great example of where the program goes wrong, because you have insufficient funds for, you know, some of the critical equipment, you know, life-saving equipment that would go on these ferries. And since they don't have enough money for that, but the law says that they still need to, instead of, you know, getting more lifeboats, for example, you need to spend this money on art. I think there's definitely a mix of priorities there. And so what I'd like to see is I'd like to see the priorities for new art. Because, again, this is, we're talking new art. We're not talking about finding art that's going to go on ferries or in buildings or anything like that, because the state, you know, has a whole repository of art that, you know, has been purchased through various ways or donations or through the 1% for Art program over the last, you know, 35 plus years that the program has been in existence. We've got plenty of art out there. And the argument is simply, well, let's use the art that we already have rather than having a subsidy that doesn't just say art is good, but that says we need to go spend more money on art than all the art we already have. So if someone has an art project, I think it should compete on the same merits as other aspects of a construction project. It should be weighed against life safety issues, for example. And those designers and those involved in the construction can, you know, be able to weigh those out on their merits rather than having to have this law that tells them, no, you can't. You know, you got to take money away from lifeboats and you got to put it on new art. I just don't think that makes sense.